All right, we are here at NAFB Trade Talk in the National Cattlemen's Beef Association booth. With me is J.D. Alexander, a cattle producer from Nebraska. And J.D., what is your current title with the NCBA?
I'm currently president-elect of NCBA and looking forward to the convention in February and will then assume the role of president, but very happy where I'm at right now.
Well, where you're at right now is in the middle of a bunch of interviews with all the farm broadcasters from all over the country. And one of the things we're talking about is export demand for U.S. beef. How is that market looking right now?
Well, it's looking very good. You know, it's been a challenge. We all know what 2003 brought, and it's been a long time trying to rebuild those markets, get our credibility back, get our status back. And we've made a lot of progress, great strides, and things are looking very good in the export market right now.
Well, we just had, finally, a couple of trade agreements that were approved with three different ones. It only took almost 5 years, but they are done. Amazing how quickly Washington can work when they want to. What are those free trade agreements going to mean for beef producers?
Well, I just want to reiterate it. It took a long time, and that's been on one of our radar screens and very high on the radar screen, so we're very happy with what's happened. It's not over yet, so we've got to continue to work on these until we do get the actual trade agreements made and get some product on the high seas, if you will. But what it'll mean is our exports today can actually, according to figures, add about $200 to our individual animal value, and that is huge. The other good thing about it is we export a lot of our beef products that really are not used domestically, and that's where you really get a benefit. You know, some of the things that we don't utilize in the United States are looked at as delicacies over in the other countries. So that is a very big item. The other issue is they always estimate it's going to create a lot of jobs within the United States, which, of course, basically we really need. It's been kind of a tough time here, and so it's really going to help us in a lot of ways. So the exports, I'm very excited about it. We're always looking to export to other countries and do as much as we can to help that.
Well, what is the primary destination right now, the biggest export market for U.S. beef?
Well, ironically, what a lot of people don't know, Mexico and Canada are still our primary trade partners. And I will say on the producer side of it, we've got great relationships with those countries. We work with them very closely, in both trade and I think that's the other thing that we realize is trade basically really helps the overall industry back and forth. You know, the other ones, there's great potential in the Asian markets. You know, the world population has reached 7 billion now. The middle class is rising. And one thing that the middle class will do is they will upgrade their diets. And I guess our point in that we want to say is we want beef to be the center of the plate when they're deciding on a protein. So I'm really excited about exports. We got a lot of work to do, but we've seen some great strides, and hopefully we'll continue to do that.
What is the mood of the industry right now?
I feel the mood of the industry is very good. We've seen some profitability. I don't have to go back, but a couple years ago, and it was a little bit tough in our industry. You know, in certain segments, we're losing a substantial amount of equity. Luckily, it's turned around. We've worked on demand, and we'll continue to do that. We've been able to build up some equity in the industry again. The future, I think, looks very good. And when I travel around to the various states, which is very important and very fun to do because we've got an industry that really pulls together in a lot of different ways. But I think the mood of the industry is very good right now.
Well, one of the biggest challenges facing not just the cattle industry, but everybody, the cattle industry in particular, is the regulatory atmosphere in D.C. We have a lot of regulations that could be coming in and a lot more that are on the books. And how do you view that as a cattle producer yourself and as an officer coming in with the NCBA as a voice of cattle producers in Washington?
To begin with, one of the things that NCBA we have and will continue to do is maintain a very good presence in Washington, D.C. We've got a staff out there that is second to none. We call it boots on the hill, and they are there daily. And it's really for two reasons. It's to try and have our influence over legislators to know what is going to work best for us and to make our operators successful. But the other thing it does, it gives us a heads up on what things may be coming out of Washington, D.C. And unless you're there on a day-to-day basis and have good contacts, sometimes that's difficult to see. You know, the EPA is one of the main areas that is really of concern to us. They come out with some new regulations or ideas of what they can do. You know, the thing that we've got to do is maintain that they don't over-regulate us. I've always said that cattle producers are probably the best environmentalists there are, mainly because we rely on the environment for our living. And when you rely on something that strongly, you're going to protect it to maintain it. So that's one of the main things that we've got to watch. You know, the other things that we've got to watch when you're coming out of Washington, D.C. that I always talk about is taxes. And in our industry, a state tax is huge, and we're always going to have to keep our finger on that so we can basically pass our operations on to the next generation.
Okay, well, let's just stop there because I know you got lots of other things to talk about, but we'll end it there. Here at the NAFB Trade Talk at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association booth with J.D. Alexander, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.